Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Welcome, friends, to Thailand. Yes, coming to you live from the wonderful country of Thailand. Welcome to this podcast. I've got a letter that I wanted to go over, and that is going to it's going to lead into a subject I want to talk about. But you know, for those of you who do not speak Thai, check out highspeedthai.com. They've got a great program. If you want to learn how to read, write, and speak Thai, give them a try. They got some free lessons on there. And if you use the referral code AIB, you will get a discount. You will get a better price. And why not save a few bucks? You know, you can use that in your travels. Now, I wanted just to give a shout out to Metamoris. Metamoris.com. Now, this is not a paid advertisement. This is just something that I feel I need to do because they sent me a free shirt. Now, they didn't have to. Actually, whoever it was that I dealt with, their customer service, did so out of the kindness of their heart because I was having problems. I used two different credit cards and neither of them worked for some reason. I think it maybe had to do with the shipping address and the billing address being different. I'm not sure. But I was not allowed to purchase the items that I wanted, and they said, "Hey, listen, which of these shirts do you which of these shirts would you really like to have?" I said, "The Sakuraba shirt. It's a basically the face of Kazushi Sakuraba, the Japanese mixed martial artist who is just a total badass." And I just kind of liked the shirt. It was kind of a cool shirt, different. They said, "Well, you know what? Thanks a lot for your support and coming to visit our website." Now, Metamoris is a grappling tournament. It's becoming fairly popular. I think they've had 6 or 7 shows so far. And I just kind of bumped into their website somehow just because I was looking around at various shirts, online the companies that are selling shirts. Specifically mixed martial arts and boxing. And I came across their site. I saw some of the shirts. I went, "Hey, this is cool. Very good. I want to get some of their stuff." And so I tried to use my cards. They didn't work. And the guy said, "Hey, listen, we'll send you the shirt for free." I was like, "Oh, very nice. Thank you very much. I got the shirt the other day. I like it. Very cool. And I'm going to try to use a different card in the future." So anyway, I just thought I'd give them a shout out. But okay, so let me get to this my subject matter. All right, this comes from a guy named Darren. All right, "Hey Scott, love your videos. I always have a smile on my face after watching one. If anyone needs a pal in Thailand, it's you. Fuck me, you would have me giggling like a fucking schoolgirl." Yeah, okay. "I'm a Brit, 51 years old, been going to Thailand for the last 16 years for my holidays. I'm in the steel industry, so I'm fucking poor and lose my job every 5 years, which I relish as it means a few months traveling. I'm on my second Thai wife, both from Pattaya. What little money I had went on a house in Nongkai." That's the first wife. "We were together 8 years. Did I learn my lesson? Did I? Fuck. LOL. I wish people, when they wrote me, they would at least take the time to You know, I don't mean to be like, what do you call it, a grammar Nazi or a spelling Nazi or anything like that. I understand people spell things wrong every once in a while, but Jesus Christ, man, have some, you know, when you're right, use you know, some punctuation marks. I mean, how about a period? How about capitalizing the you know, he's got certain things written here. I'm on my halls, H-O-L-L-S. For my, it says, for the last 16 years for my halls. I'm in the steel industry. And I'm is just I am. There's no apostrophe. There's no capitalization of the I. There's no period after halls. Which, if I didn't know what hall, you know, if I didn't know it was holiday, I'd be like, what the fuck? You know, if I didn't have a grasp of the English language, I wouldn't know what the fuck halls meant. For my halls, I'm in the steel industry. And it just goes, I'm in the steel industry, so I'm fucking poor and lose my job every 5 years, which I relish as it's a few months traveling. It's all one sentence. And then it says, I'm on my second wife, both from Pattaya. What little money I had went on a house in Nong Khai. That's the first wife. We were together 8 years. Did I learn my lesson? Did I fuck LOL? Wife number two, soy eight, Pattaya upmarket. This time last one was soy seven. No period. That is all one sentence. So it makes it a little, you know, a bit of a pain in the ass for me to read. And I hate that. I really, you know, being somebody who writes and writes often, I don't like that. Anyway, let me get back to this. I don't mean to veer from the subject, but all right, so I went on a house in Nong Khai. That's the first wife. We were together 8 years. Did I learn my lesson? Did I? Fuck. LOL. Wife number two, soy eight, Pattaya, up market this time. Last one was soy seven. So he's finding his wives. He's finding his wives, like right in the heart of Whore Town in Pattaya. I forget the, what is it, Soy 10 is Soy Post Office? I forget the which one it is. I haven't been to Pattaya in a few years now. But that's right in the middle of the whore zone. So he's finding his wives right in the middle of the worst part of Pattaya, which, you know, I'll get to that in a minute. But I moved both women, he didn't say both women, I moved both to the UK and both worked and working in massage parlors here in sunny England. I've been in the swinging scene, S-E-E-N, most my adult life, so the sex side has never bothered me. Okay. I'm hoping to retire in Thailand one day before I'm 60, as the place just overwhelms me every trip, the culture, people, food, all of it. All of this is in one sentence, okay? There's absolutely no no punctuation. Your golden rule is... Now, this is where it gets interesting, all right? Your golden rule is stay away from working girls. Very true for most men. But, buddy, and I know you know this is true, never judge anyone until you have walked in their shoes. Yes, these girls will skin you alive and were just stepping stones once they reach our shores. Our, instead of our, O-U-R, he's got A-R-E. These girls will skin you alive and were just W-E-R-E. Not, no apostrophe, not we're, but were. So clearly... You know, no offense, Darren, but you're no rocket scientist. I would imagine you weren't so great in school. Whatever. All right. But most off, these chaps have it coming. Spend 5,000 baht a night in a luxury hotel and then give them a monthly allowance which they know won't sustain them. Go back. Live back home. I may or may not be around in 6 months. 20 to 40 years age difference. Fuck them. I don't understand what that's supposed to mean. I'm ranting, buddy, obviously. I know all about the visa process in UK. Only if you wanted to use that to warn people off taking them home, I'm your man. Take care, Scott. Darren. Whoa. All right. Now, here's the thing. Every time anybody ever complains about me saying that men shouldn't get involved with prostitutes, any guy who ever complains, it's always some guy who's got a prostitute as a wife. What I find kind of funny is that this guy's like, oh yeah, well, you know, did I learn my lesson? Ha, ha, ha. He's together with this chick for 8 years. He got a house in Nong Khai. All right, I understand. Did I learn my lesson? Did I? Fuck, LOL. Well, obviously you didn't because you got a second wife from the same fucking area. So how much did you learn? It's fucking ridiculous. Seriously, this guy's fucking... Dude, you're lost. Okay, you're kidding yourself. Now, I've talked about this before, but some men, one of which was an Australian. Oh my God, I never heard the end of it from him. This guy was such a fucking royal pain in the ass. First, he got pissed off at me because I said, you know, dude, I don't know you. I'm not gonna just fucking meet you if you wanna, you know, so you can pick my fucking brain. I can't stand that phrase. Oh, I wanna meet with you so I can pick your brain. You know what? That's not how it works. My time is valuable, okay? You wanna pick my brain? Pay me for my time. It's as simple as that, okay? Now, he didn't wanna pay. Well, I'm going to have some money in the future, so, you know, you're just going to have to meet with me. No, I'm not going to have to meet with you, so fuck off. So he got pissed off about that. Then when he heard me say something about how my golden rule was, don't get emotionally involved with the prostitutes. Now, some guys, they may have the balls and the brains. I don't know about the brains, but they may have the balls and the street smarts and the know-how to deal with a woman who has been a prostitute. But let's face the fucking facts and stop dicking around and being all fucking politically correct. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this, and I hate to put it this way, but I'm going to be as blunt as fucking possible, okay? The Thai girls working in bars and in massage parlors and in go-go bars, they are the dregs of Thai society. And the ones in Pattaya are, it's like, Pattaya is the fucking whore zone of the world. Where else can you find as many prostitutes in a small area than in Pattaya? That is fucking Sin City. So I always say, don't even think about getting in. If you're a newbie, if you're somebody who's only been here one or two times or a couple of times, and you don't speak the language, don't even think about getting involved with a chick here in Thailand, much less Pattaya. All right? Now, that's not to say that there aren't good girls out there that are living in Pattaya. Of course there are. But what I'm saying is most guys don't have the fucking know-how to be able to differentiate between a halfway decent chick and some slut who's trying to take him to the fucking cleaners, okay? And obviously, it seems like this guy knew enough to, like, you know, make the relationship last, or he had enough money to make the relationship last 8 years, but he didn't learn shit because he went back for seconds. You know? So now the other thing is that, let me get a glass of water here. My assistants are not here. I can't just call them. Hey, snap my finger. Garcon, I need some water. That would be my sons. They're not here right now. Where was I? Okay, so, you know, this guy's talking about how he learned his lesson. Oh, yeah, I learned my lesson. Sure you did. You learned your lesson. Right. And now, never judge anyone until you have walked in their shoes. Hey, you know what? I hear you, buddy. But what I'm saying is, for guys who are coming to Thailand, you know, it's one thing if you just want to go to Pattaya and you got it in your head. Listen, I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to have a good time, and then I'm going to go back home. Some guys come here, they got girlfriends, they got wives, whatever, and they want to come here and let it all hang out, get drunk, and they say they're going scuba diving or fishing. And really, they're banging their brains out. They do that in the Philippines a lot, too. Okay, guys who go to the Philippines. That's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Just have a good time. Whatever you want to do. But where the guys make... They make problems for themselves is they get involved with these girls who... You know, they might be number 100 on the list of guys that they've gotten involved with. And, you know, guys they've taken to the cleaners. They have no way of knowing. And most guys... They don't speak the language, or they speak shit Thai, or they speak like, hello, so what, the cop, Tao Rai, and that's about all they can say. And, you know, it's like, you can't communicate with the chick, it's hard. Let me tell you something, my wife speaks English, and she speaks English better than, like, what I always say to her is, Jesus Christ, it's like, you know, they got some chick working at True, or, you know, True Internet, or whatever it is, even in banks. And their English is often is shit. And I always tell her, you know, don't worry, you'll always have a job because your English is 10 times better than theirs. I mean, she and I never speak in Thai. She doesn't want to hear me speak in Thai. My kids once in a while will speak to me in Thai just to help me. They speak better Thai than I do. But, you know, their English is not as good as mine, but it is progressing. And so my point is that, you know, she speaks... Her English is quite good. She doesn't have any problems carrying on a conversation with somebody. And if she doesn't understand anybody, she'll just go, excuse me, can you say that again? I don't understand that word. She knows, you know, she doesn't have a problem doing that. So that's one thing. Now, the other thing is that, and guys don't ever think about this because they don't want to say it. Or they don't want to think it. But what about, does a chick deserve you? Does she actually deserve you? I mean, I always go back to that guy who, he's a friend of mine, and he blew 90 grand on whores, and most of it on one particular girl. You know, he didn't speak a fucking word of Thai. And he pissed away all that money. And he... kept telling, oh, I don't love her, it's not love. Okay, but, you know, there comes a point where you go, okay, enough. This relationship has gotten to the point where we don't need it to go any further. I want to fuck you. I want to sleep with you. I want to have fun with you. But as far as being the girl of my dreams, you don't deserve me. Now, this guy was... a software engineer and a developer, I guess. You know, he had a good job. He was very intelligent. He had a good education, good background. But here he is. He is willing to go with some chick who didn't finish high school. The only thing she can do for money is lay on her back and open her legs. And this guy, and you know, she speaks... you know, 20 words of English, enough words for him to think that she's cute. And he's overlooking this because he's thinking with the little head instead of the big one. And when you do this, you get yourself into a predicament. And he ended up getting himself in a predicament. Now, fortunately, he had the money and the resources and the ability to get a new job to where he bounced back fairly quickly. But most guys, they don't. It ruins them, either emotionally, at least for a period of time, or financially. I'm not one to say, hey, don't have your little mini love affair, but you know what? When it's time to go home, go home. Don't fucking marry him. You know, just because you sleep with some chick and she's the hottest piece of ass you've ever had doesn't mean you gotta marry her. It just doesn't. And, you know, first of all, marriage in itself... stand up here. I got a problem with my foot now. I got all kinds of physical ailments. I'm a fucking old man. I got some problem with my ankle. My left foot is shaped a little bit differently than my right foot, and I'm not sure what that comes from, but it's affecting my leg and with my hip and my left knee and everything that's all screwed up. I think my body is kind of off kilter. It's kind of twisted, but. Anyway, let me get back to this. You know, as far as not walking in their shoes, you're right. I have not walked in a Thai prostitute's shoes, and nor do I want to. Okay? When it comes down to it, we're all very fortunate. We're fortunate if we are living in the Western world and we don't have to sleep with someone for our next meal or to survive or to have a better life. We're very fortunate in that regard. However, while that's fine, well, you know, yes, I'm fortunate. It doesn't mean that I want to sacrifice what I want out of a partner and be with someone who is, you know, sucking cock for a living. And what I always say is, if a guy wants to be with a woman who's been come in and come on by who knows how many men, then go ahead, go for it. And this guy's saying it doesn't really matter because he's into the sex scene and all that. Okay, fine. Whatever, okay, you know, to each his own. I don't understand the whole, you know, the whole, that kind of a scene, and nor do I want to, okay? But, you know, and to each his own, whatever. So I'm glad that the guy can deal with the woman, but, you know, where I disagree is when people start writing me and they're giving me shit because I'm talking about men being with prostitutes. Men make enough fucking bad decisions already, okay? And I'm talking about in with their partners. Men and women make enough fucking bad decisions already. When men come to Thailand for the first time, or, you know, if they're coming on holidays once in a while, basically they don't know shit about the country. They may know about women. Okay, great, you know about women. Okay, well then if you know about women, what you know is you should just bang these chicks and split. You don't fucking fall in love, become Captain Save-A-Ho. Oh, I want to save her. Ooh, she's such a sweet girl. She's different. She's not fucking different. She's a fucking hoe, just like all the other hoes in the bar. She may be better looking. She may better have a tighter snatch. She may have bigger tits. Who knows? Okay? All that's not important. It really, it has nothing to do with, you know, this. To me, and I, you can call me a little too conservative, but I personally, you know, I don't want some chick who is out and out a slut. It's one thing, hey, she slept with a couple of guys, she made some mistakes in her life, all right, but, you know, I mean, it's the whole hypocritical thing about, you know, if a man sleeps with a bunch of women, he's a stud. If a woman does it, you know, she's a slut. I don't believe that, but I don't want to be with a porn star any more than I want to be with a prostitute. That's just my own personal belief system that is, you know, kicking in. And I think that I share the same belief system of many men. Most men don't want their women sleeping with a bunch of different men. And that's why most men who are with prostitutes ask the girl to leave the bar, leave the whole scene and not work in it. Now, this guy's made it work, so, okay, good for him. Personally, I look at it in a little bit, like, different manner, obviously. And I think, why doesn't he aspire to be with someone who is not only got a nice body and he's got some chemistry, whether sexual or whatever, he's got chemistry with, why doesn't he aspire to be with a woman who's got enough brains to be able to run a business or to be able to, not to say that they can't, but why isn't he with someone who isn't going to sell her ass to be able to get by? Because, and I always say this, but if you've got a woman and you marry her and she's a prostitute and she doesn't know what the fuck to do with herself. Now, granted, you might be able to help her and she may get an education and she may change her life around, you know, she may do a complete 360. And you know what? That's why for some guys it's okay, because some women are willing to change their life and to better their life, and they don't want to sleep with you know, however many men. What I always think to myself was, what if this girl was given the opportunity to go to school, get an education, and become, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or whatever, a manager of a company, would she do it? Well, maybe, but she didn't have that chance. So if she's given the chance, will she do that? And you know, one thing that I've seen is that guys, what they'll do, guys who have some experience, they always put their girl, this is a prostitute that they hooked up with, guys who have experience, usually what they'll do is they'll put their girl on a program. They'll say, this is what you got to do. You're not going to just stay at home all day and clean the house and lay around and do nothing. That's not what I want. So what they do is they send them to school, to you know, a language school or computer school or something, and they make them have a life aside from being a prostitute. They make them have a life that's going to lead them in a more positive direction. Because what happens is a lot of these girls that are prostitutes, they got problems, they got issues. They're either alcoholics or drug addicts, or they're into gambling, or they're in with the wrong guys or the wrong people or whatever. And you know, a lot of it stems from their family. I'm not just saying that it's all their fault, but this is what they are. So instead of taking why make a fucking project out of your relationship? Oh, well, I'm going to take this girl, I'm going to change her forever, and she's going to be a better woman with me. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man. It's good to grow with each other, okay? It's good to be able to learn from each other. But for personally, I never really wanted somebody that, when it comes to life in general, I didn't really want to have to explain everything. Let me tell you something. I had a girlfriend a long time ago who was from Udon Thani. Good girl, nice girl, but when it came to dealing with her and talking to her about subjects outside of Thailand, she was so limited. And I thought to myself, I'm going to have to be teaching her and showing her things for years. And I didn't want that. She wasn't my intellectual equal. And for what that's worth, you know, I don't think I'm a dummy, but, you know, I like to be able to communicate once in a while and be able to talk about. And the thing is sometimes you have to talk. You're forced into a situation where you need to talk about issues and problems you know, you've got things, you know, life matters to deal with. What are you gonna do with your kids? Where are you gonna put your kids in school? What are you gonna have them do after school? What direction do you want them to? What path do you want to help them upon? There's all kinds of things just in day to day life that you need to be able to communicate with and communicate about, and you need to deal with. And not to say that these, you know, a prostitute's not capable of doing this, but what I always said was, I want to know that the person I'm with is not going to have to resort to sleeping with men to make a living, selling her pussy to make a living to be able to take care of our children. And for me, that was a biggie. And the other thing is that, to think about, is if you have kids together, do you really want them going, Mommy, why are you with that other man? Mommy, why are you, you know, gone at 4 in the morning? I woke up and you weren't home. Where were you? That's, for me, I'm a little more traditional, okay? I don't know. I mean, you know, more power to this guy if it's working with his second wife. But, you know, he's telling me, oh, you know, don't judge and all this kind of thing.